because you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me.
And I invite you to join us in our hymn, "How Great Thou Art," found on number 77.
Oh, my God.
You may be seated. I invite you to turn in your hymnals to number 890 as we join together in our confession and pardon. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen us in all goodness and by the power of the Holy Spirit. Keep us in eternal life. Amen. And now, let us remain in a season of prayer. Our gracious and loving God, we are thankful that you are present and that you allow us the health and strength to gather here in your house this day, where saints have gathered many, many times throughout this church's ministry to the community. We thank you, Lord, that we are able to come to offer up our prayers, to hear the songs of faith, and to recognize that we are all your children, brothers and sisters together in Christ. We support one another in times of sorrow, and we celebrate together in times of joy. So we ask that you would continue to be with us as we know you will. We ask in confidence and we receive in confidence your response that wherever you send us to go, you are present with us. And we give thanks for that. We also ask that you would be with this church as it continues to serve the needs of its neighbors, both near and far. And we ask your blessings upon the friendships that they share. And now we ask, O God, that you would teach us to pray as you taught your disciples by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And now I invite you to stand once again as you are able and join in hymn number 698, God of the Ages, and we'll sing stanzas 1, 2, and 4.
Thank you.
I get the opportunity to be in different churches at different times, and I want to tell you, not too many of them can hold a light to Shepherd's Choir. There you go. No charge for that. I'm just sorry. And before we start our scripture, I want to apologize to you for this gravelly sound I have. It's a new development and one I'm not real fond of, but it's persistent. So it may go away while I'm talking, and it may get worse, I don't know. But anyhow, we're going to go ahead and listen for the Word of God, which comes to us today from Matthew chapter 10, verses 24 through 39. So listen now for the Word of the Lord as we receive our marching orders. A disciple is not above the teacher, nor a slave above the master. It is enough for the disciple to be like the teacher and the slave like the master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they malign those of his household? So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. What I say to you in the dark, tell in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim from the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. And even the hairs of your head are all counted. So do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. Everyone, therefore, who acknowledges me before others, I also will acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before others, I also will deny before my Father in heaven. Do not think I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and one's foes will be members of one's own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. This is the gospel of our Lord. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Let us pray. Almighty God, speak to us this day the words that you would have us to hear, and may God help the preacher. Amen. I want to say first, I absolutely love the Father's Day ties. I think that is just wonderful. It reminded me as soon as I saw one of the time when our daughter was in kindergarten. That's been a long time ago. But she was giving a Father's Day gift to her dad. And they had made it in Sunday school. And it was kind of a piece of construction paper with a little additional paper tie they had cut out of something. And she was so proud of that and gave it to her dad with just such awe that she was really, really gifting him. And so when I saw those ties, and I thought, how creative is that? I just love it. If y'all need any ties at any time, Papa has an abundance of ties because he wore them when he was working. Anyway, I digress, but I wanted you to know, I thought that was just wonderful. We read in our text today some interesting statements. And if you were like me, you had to read those and let them percolate a little bit, because some of them sounded kind of harsh. And then it occurred to me that nowhere that I can find does Scripture promise us that our discipleship is going to be really easy and without any struggles. If you can find that, please tell me. And so we recognize that there are some difficulties going on, but the reminder that we get is that we are never going to have to endure those things alone, that Christ is with us. And that is Jesus' promise in this entire section of Scripture, that don't fear those things that are either coming in the future or that you are experiencing right now. They may be very difficult, but Christ is with us. I suppose you could say of all the human emotions that we experience, I suspect fear is high on that list of dislikes. If any of you have had an older sibling and you think back to childhood, sometimes the things that those older siblings would invite us younger ones to do were kind of scary. And when Mother found out, they were just downright wrong. But we learn fear from an early age. And fear, we recognize, can prevent us from achieving our goals, realizing our dreams, or reaching our potential. And Jesus spoke of that kind of fear and its potential to sidetrack us from our discipleship path. Continuing in the mode of teaching, Jesus reminded his disciples that God is ever present, all powerful, and with us everywhere we go to do whatever it is God is calling us to do. And Jesus explained that the disciples were going to face opposition. It was coming. But he also summarized to them in verse 26, which is the one I want to focus our time on today. So have no fear of them. Have no fear of them who persecute or who antagonize. Have no fear of them. And so I wanted to remind you perhaps of something that you have remember seeing many years now ago. There was a movie entitled Kindergarten Cop, and it starred Arnold Schwarzenegger. And the storyline was that he and his female partner, Phoebe, were going to work undercover to find a criminal who was being sought for several wrongdoings, and the criminal's wife was a school teacher in the same school. And Arnold Schwarzenegger, his character was Detective Kimball. He and Phoebe, the other detective, were going to go to this school and try to protect this ex-wife or wife of this criminal. Anyway, Phoebe was going to be the teacher in the school of kindergartners. Well, she got really sick with food poisoning, and so they had to switch roles. So this big, hulking Detective Kimball, aka Arnold Schwarzenegger, was going to have to teach the kindergartners because his partner Phoebe was just down. Well, of course, he had absolutely no experience with teaching or kindergartners. But there was no way to go get around it. They were there, and they had to do this. So he goes in, and the children were being kindergartners. He was trying to maintain some type of order, and nothing he was doing was working. And so he goes to his partner when she recovers a little bit, and she wants to know how things are going. And he confides in her that the children are just walking all over him. And she says to him, "You have got to have no fear. Have no fear." And of course, he looks at her and says, "Have no fear. Have no fear." And so he decides to go back to the classroom. This time he takes his police whistle and he starts maintaining order by using some of the skills he's learned as a policeman. Not all of the children respond so well to that. One little girl says, "I'm a princess, not a policeman." And he says, "Take your toy to the carpet." And so they don't know what to do with this, but he develops this rapport with them while he's protecting them. And he certainly becomes a very good teacher. And not to spoil that for you if you've never seen it, it goes on after that. But the point is that he had to learn not to have fear of those children. When he devoted himself to the concept of protecting them and guiding them, his fear went away. Today's gospel lesson has a similar message, if you will. Jesus says to the disciples, when those folks are persecuting you or not following you, have no fear of them. Now, I think the disciples must have heard that with a little bit of wonder. What could Jesus be saying? Have no fear of those who are trying to persecute. Those who are really unkind, mean-spirited. Have no fear of them. But when Jesus says nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. Everyone, therefore, who acknowledges me before others, I also will acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before others, I also will deny before my Father in heaven. Now that's a pretty harsh reality that Jesus is giving to his disciples. You think about that. He reminds his hearers that he had not come to bring peace. He had not come to make things convenient or comfortable or accommodating. He came, as he reminds them, to capture their hearts and the hearts of any of those who follow him, who trust him, and who serve him. Now, getting back to our movie, Detective Kimball learned a new style of teaching or being with kindergartners. He learned a new life. He learned he could do something else besides track down criminals. He learned that he could be a good kindergarten teacher. And he heard, as I said earlier, from some of the children who did not know exactly what to make of this huge hulking man blowing a whistle and telling them, "Take your toy to the carpet." They just continued on. They persevered, and so did he, in such a way that those children became connected to him. and they had more than a passing rapport. They came to love him, and he came to admire all of those children and the relationship that they developed. So we come back to what Jesus says. We have become followers of God, and yet there are times when we experience fear. Often when we have been told to go and minister in a setting that we are unfamiliar with, and we have some fear about that. We are not sure exactly what we are going to do or how we are going to do it. Sometimes that even cripples us to the point that we say, God, I don't know how to do that. But some of the great prophets said the same thing. Moses, Jeremiah, Isaiah, all said similar things when God called them to a particular mission. They said, no, I don't think I'm qualified for that. Moses, you remember? God said, you are going to Egypt. You are going to free the Israelites from bondage. And Moses said, my brother is a better speaker than I am. And Jeremiah, as a young person, God called him to prophetic ministry. And he said, I don't speak very well. I don't even know what to say. And God said, Jeremiah, don't worry. I'm going to give you the words to speak. You are going to speak my words. Don't worry about it. Isaiah, the same thing. I don't know that I'm ready. Or do you remember Jonah? God called Jonah to Nineveh, and what did Jonah do? He went as far in the opposite direction as he could go because of fear. And he didn't want the Ninevites to be saved. And that cost him a little side trip inside the large fish. And we are somewhat that way. Jesus calls us to do something that we're uncomfortable with, and we're pretty quick to say, no, I don't think I can do that. As a preteen, as a teenager, when God was calling me, I remember saying, I was a wallflower. I was practically afraid of my own shadow. Speak in front of people? Oh, no, not this one. I can do something else, but not that. Well, God won. God said, have no fear. Have no fear. There are no secrets from Almighty God. God knows us, as the psalmist says, intimately. Knows what we are going to say, how we are going to say it, before the words are formed in our mouth. What we think, what we say, what we do, what we fail to do is already known by Almighty God. So if we fail to yield to God's call, then we do have the risk of a lot of fear. Because if we fail to yield, we say to God that we know better how to manage God than God knows. Let me say that again. When we fail to yield to God's call, we are saying to God that we know better than God what we need to do. That's a risk. That's scary. Jesus advised, unless we follow his directions, that we follow his lead, we're following ourselves, which means we think we are wiser than God. Nope, that's not the way it works. Jesus said, whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. So when we're not following the Son of God, seeking God's leadership, God's wisdom, God's counsel, we have a lot of reason to fear, because we are minimizing what God is doing in our lives. I think we would find, out of all of our giftedness, and look at this congregation, every one of us has some type of gift that God has given us. With all of that giftedness assembled, we will not live the abundant life that Christ would have us to do unless we are following him. Our gifts alone will not be enough. Our pain without God will not be consoled. Our emptiness will not be filled without God. Our best intentions will be misguided without God. And we'll be consumed with fear without God. Shepherd's Church will not meet the needs of its neighbors if preoccupied with fear. Shepherd's Church will not grow. Shepherd's Church will not serve. Shepherd's Church will not meet the needs of its neighbors unless you yield to God and follow where God is leading and how God is leading. Then and only then will you find the security, the compassion, the contentment, the abundance that God intends for you. Have no fear. Well, it's not just a line of dialogue out of an old movie. It is a word of truth spoken by Christ himself. And maybe you're thinking, well, that's all well and good from a theoretical perspective, but the reality may be very different. But I don't think so. I don't think so. I have witnessed in my lifetime many instances where miracles were wrought as a result of sincere, gut-wrenching prayer. I have seen the results of God's presence. Adaptation to crippling injuries. Opportunities springing forth from seemingly closed doors. That baby's first kick, when the mother had been told, I'm sorry, you will not be able to have children. Safely averting the crash of an oncoming vehicle. Persons rescued amid piles of rubble. Prisoners of war surviving unspeakable horrors. And the list goes on and on and on. Circumstances that just seemed too devastating. But God responded. Jesus' words are true. Nothing is unknown to God. Nothing can be kept from God. Fear of disappointment or underachievement or failure prevents us at times from using our gifts. And God would say to us, have no fear, because I'm with you. I'm not going to send you anywhere where I'm not already there to go with you. Christ is saying the same thing to his disciples. I'm with you. Yes, there may be some difficult things. No, there will be some difficult things. But I am with you. Listen to me. Let me guide you. Let me lead you where those gifts I've given you can be best used to support the kingdom of God. Have no fear, for where Christ calls us to go, Christ is empowering and equipping us to go. Shepherd's Church, you are entering a new phase in your ministry, in your collective lives as a church, as a community of faith. This new church year that begins the 1st of July brings to you a new pastor. And I know of your love and devotion to Steve Hundley. And I know the sorrow and sadness you feel at his not returning. And I know that you have shared with him and Becky your love and your care in recent days when they have experienced devastating loss. And I would ask you, as a friend to the Hundleys, to continue to remember them in your prayers. And I would also ask you to remember in prayer the new servant of God who will come to lead you. It'll be different, I bet. It'll take a little while, I suspect. But rapport will be built. And you will come to develop relationship with that new leader. And do you know why it will work? Because Christ is with you. So have no fear. Christ is present in the midst of things. You may need to make some small adjustments and things. Jesus had to do the same. But his path never wavered, and I don't think yours will either. If there's one thing that I have discovered in the opportunity to be with Shepherd's Church, is that this community of faith is committed to serving Jesus Christ. And I don't see that changing. I see it in your faces. I hear it in your songs, in the conversations that we've been privileged to have. You are a people of God. You are children of the beloved Almighty God. And you've made a decision some time ago to follow where God leads you. And I believe that you will continue to do that. So go forth, my friends of Shepherd United Methodist Church, anointed with the grace of the Almighty God, the love of Jesus Christ, and the power of the Holy Spirit in you to make a difference here in this community, to meet the needs of your neighbors, especially in those times when your carefully crafted plans might have to be adjusted. Have no fear, because Christ is with you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, let the church say, Amen. And as a side note, Alan and I have enjoyed being in your presence and worshiping with you. And maybe that will continue. I don't know, but if the invitation comes, I assure you, we would be happy to respond if we certainly can. Let's pray together. God, we claim the promises that you made through your Son, Jesus Christ. And in this text today, we hear that you are there to support us and to strengthen us, especially in those times when we are fearful. So remind us every day that you are with us. Whatever comes, you are there to guide and to direct us, to help us make the decisions that you would have us to make. And I pray with genuine care for the people called Shepherd's United Methodist Church and all that they mean to this community, to this preacher, and the one that will come. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, let us say amen. It is now our privilege to receive our tithes and offerings. Closing hymn today is number 702, Sing with All the Saints. And again, we will do stanzas 1, 2, and 4.
Glory far exceeding all that I eye has yet perceived. Holiest hearts for ages pleading, never that full joy received. Bears it there on high, our welcome waits. Every humble spirit shares it. Christ has passed the eternal gates. Life eternal, oh what wonders crowd on faith, what joy unknown. When amidst earth's closing thunders, saints shall stand before the throne. Oh, to enter that bright portal, see that glowing firmament. Know with thee, O God immortal, Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent.
Brothers and sisters, as we go forth from this place, may we go with a reminder that Christ goes with us. So have no fear. Amen.
Pleasure to be with you. Have a good week.